This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Glad to have you along for the ride today on the program. Anything on your mind? Anything going on? Kind of quiet, isn't it, Todd?
Hey, just a little bit.
Yeah. Let's just take a coffee break, should we? Take a little coffee break and just kind of chill out here. And
it's October tomorrow.
Not a lot happening. It is October tomorrow. How about that? Thank you for reminding me that I want to, before September goes away, give a shout-out to one of the law enforcement officers we honored. And I love these. I just absolutely love them. I mean, I'm thinking of Minneapolis as mayor. Don't wear your uniform to this event. Changes the rule for this event so law enforcement can't wear their uniform.
Such a tool.
What do you think he's doing that for? What is the motivation? He's got to be like, if there's a lot of law enforcement there, they'll obviously...
Snowflakes. Oh, we can't have the snowflakes triggered.
Well, they're not going to be in the arena.
You'd think.
They're not going to be in the arena.
Can't have any of that, you know, divisive rule following.
I get that, I guess, outside. I just thought inside, to me, he doesn't want the show of support from law enforcement.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'm just... It's a little bizarre to me. Anyway, Officer James Ellison of the West Fargo. Let's see, here's West Fargo Police Department patrol officer in 2018. Before that, deputy sheriff in Adams County for a year and a half. Morton County for 5.5 years. He was the canine handler out there. So a shout out to our friends at Luther Family Ford do this every month, where they honor another law enforcement officer, and their leaders tell us about some of the incredible work they're doing. It's pretty cool. And it's also part of our Be the Buffalo honor that our friends from Oasis Petroleum are doing. This is just, you know, incredible. There's a lot of people doing some heroic things. I think of farmers and ranchers right now that are into law enforcement does. There's everybody. There's people in every walk of life that live that buffalo spirit that say, okay, storm coming, I'm going into the storm. What doesn't kill you will make you stronger. You know what I mean? I'm going to go into the storm. And I think we are around it so much around here, we sort of take it for granted. We look at our shoes and say, well, what's the big deal? No, gosh, you know, people wouldn't think of that being anything out of the ordinary. But
right.
Farmers and ranchers right now, there's a trade battle of all battles going on. There's all kinds of ridiculous weather. Prices are low and have been for a number of years. And all this uncertainty and, you know, crop piling up from the last two harvests and now another one coming in and then some coming out, some not, some stuck in there, the rain, you know, all of that. That's going into the storm because you just keep doing it because you could go, I'm done. I'm out of here. But no, you keep doing it. You keep doing it. So, anyway, if you know of someone that I've just described, call the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline at 855-200-1776. Craig and Moorhead, what's on your mind?
I tell you, it's time for all of us to understand what's really going on here. The people that hate Trump, you've got the open border crowd, you've got the globalists, the George Soros crowd, the people that hate gas and oil. It's endless. And we better wake up because he's fighting for us like he said he was going to do. But I have a concern when I have somebody from my state, from the GOP, say that Cullen voted for impeachment, and I recorded it, and I just heard it a half hour ago. That's a lie. We do not need to give them ammo. What? She's supposed to know better. It scares me when people like her position lie about Cullen. We got to get Cullen out of there. A vote for Cullen is a vote for Nancy. But let's do it the right way. Don't give them ammo.
Yeah, now I didn't hear that, but I have had others text the same thing that she said it, and there's things I don't hear when I'm interviewing somebody because I'm just, you know, processing
listen
other things
to the
or whatever.
Tape.
No, I will. I believe you. I'm glad you called because I just didn't hear it, and I told that person I didn't hear it. But if you heard it, you know, then obviously that was a mistake because I don't know what. In fact, I think actually Colin has said impeachment's a bad idea and said
people like this GOP lady to do the right thing. We need to win. We can't win when they give them ammo like that. It's what is her bona fides here? What in God's name was she thinking?
I mean, it's a mistake. What I heard, and I wasn't listening for, like you were, and you listened to it, so you know what it said. But what I heard was, you know, Colin Peterson's for Pelosi. Pelosi's the one pushing this impeachment. He's got to go. You know,
not true.
So,
no,
you know,
he said Colin's been there too long. He voted for impeachment. Blah blah blah.
Right. It's scary.
Like you say, there's people that want Trump out, all sorts of people. And I tell you what, if they get their way, it's going to be a different world.
Well, we wouldn't be having this conversation if the GOP was still in Republican hands in the House. Okay.
Scott, you also have the Bolton crowd that thinks that we should go nuke everybody every time they say anything. Trump's trying to keep us out of wars. So everywhere, he's in a circular firing squad here. Everybody's out to get him for 19 different ways. And all he's trying to do is help the regular guy in America.
Yeah, and he is being lied about so ridiculously by even Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. Now, Nancy Pelosi knows a lie, right? She can use language correctly to accurately, you know, say the president said this and that is bad. But she doesn't have enough in this, so she's got to make things up. Listen to this. Craig, thanks for the call. Listen to this from Nancy Pelosi, okay? Listen to this.
As part of the sequencing of events as well. You withdraw a couple hundred million dollars worth of assistance to a country and then a couple of days later say, by the way, can you help me with my campaign, in other words.
What?
There's a sequencing there.
Sequencing there.
It's wrong for a president to say that he wants you, another head of state, to create something negative about his possible political opponent.
Wait a minute. Can you pause it? Play this clip again. Listen very closely to what she's saying, and remember what's in the transcript, ladies and gentlemen.
It's wrong. It's wrong for a president to say that he wants you, another head of state, to create something negative about his possible political opponent.
What? He wants another head of state to create something about a political opponent. Is that anywhere in the transcript?
What?
First of all, the president, as it relates to this conversation on the corruption in Ukraine, is first brought up by the prime minister of the Ukraine, the president, or whatever he's called.
Zelensky, yep.
Okay. Secondly, Trump is talking about, and by the way, you know the day this happened? The day this conversation happened between the president and the Ukrainian president? The day it happened was the day after Mueller flamed out, and it was going away. So the president is saying, okay, they didn't do it. Why don't you go find out what happened in the 2016 election? There's nothing wrong with that. He's the president of the United States who's been defamed over and over and over again, saying, why don't you look into this? It's about 2016. They create the motive, as in Nancy Pelosi creates the motive to say, oh, yeah, he's only asking that. There's a sequencing there. No, there is... What's there is what's there, Nancy. What's there is what's there. You can't make it up. You can't pull it out of thin air. And they are. Which tells you what, folks? They don't have anything here.
What about national security, Scott?
To his own advantage at the expense of our national security.
National security. National security.
You can't do that for his own advantage to our
national security.
All of that is dribble. All of that.
Exactly what it is.
Is drizzle.
Gibberish.
Yeah. Todd is telling me something that there are some issues right now, Todd?
Having a little bit of a network problem at GCN, so in case somebody thinks, boy, Scott sounds a little robo today.
Yeah. Is it listenable or like you can't understand what I'm saying?
Very good.
Todd's having an issue getting his.
No, you guys are having an issue, dude.
Yeah, and he sounds garbly.
It's at GCN.
Okay.
Yeah. It's at GCN. There we go.
So is there like
Yeah, we may, when we get to the break here, we may want to switch to a play the phone thing until we...
But then the phone thing will sound like it's barely, no?
No, the phone will sound fine. It's the network.
I see. Yeah.
Network connection.
Got it. All right, well, I'm sorry I sound like... what do I sound like, Darth Vader? What do I sound like?
No, like Transformer, kind of.
Like Transformer, yeah.
Okay. We're breaking up a little bit.
I'll Darth Vader was only like he had the mask over your face. Luke, I am your father, you know, that thing.
Right. How about some text here? Scott, I just rechecked the conversation from, is it helpful if I talk slower like that? From the Minnesota GOP chairwoman, and she did say Collins voted for impeachment. Okay, all right. I'll check that out, I promise. Texter says the genie is out of the bottle. People have gotten a taste now for a wildly entertaining president. They've gotten a taste for more libertarianism, capitalism, and openness. Less and less people trust the media, so there will be no going back for the next 20 years at least. Everybody and everything will be compared to Trump going forward for years. Interesting. More coming up. Hopefully less garbled.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP windrower from New Holland.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell's here. Kevin Flynn's here. Daniel is answering your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text us at 701-367-2552. 2054. A little technical difficulty today with our broadcast feed down to GCN Central in the Twin Cities. So that's why the connection we have right now. Okay, so a couple things here. By the way, bottom of the hour, First Lady Catherine Burgum will be here. She's going to talk about Recovery Reinvented, another Recovery Reinvented event. I'm so glad she's doing what she's doing. And looking forward to talking about it coming up here in a little bit, and hopefully you'll get a chance to consider whether or not it works for you to participate in some way. This conversation is significant in the fact that we're having the conversation, number one. Number two, not in a clinical setting or, you know, in a family setting, but just for everyone, for everybody, you know. So very important. It really is. Am I switching back to this? I'm hanging up on the phone? Okay.
So I'm excited
Todd,
about that.
I think Todd's here, too. Todd, are you here with us?
It's exciting for me have that conversation coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm looking forward to it. Okay? And Daniel, when the chaos settles down, let me know who's waiting to chat. We'll go to them in this segment as well. Texter says, I keep missing the details on the Washington, D.C. trip. Could you tell me more? You can. And by the way, if you email me Friday, I still have to get you the information you need. And I will do that pronto today after the program. Anybody that emails me, ScottH@flagfamily.com, will send that out. And the reason we need to do this quickly is because the trip to Washington, D.C. includes a lot of things, and I'll tell you about them in a moment here. But probably the most exciting is the tour that nobody else gets of the White House. Well, other people get it because you'll see other people there. But I'm saying it's a really rare to be part of this tour. So it's, and the window is very narrow on when you actually can say, I'm in. So the trip deadline is October 15th, so only 2 weeks away, buttoned up, got to be done by then, okay? All the folks signed up for them. 32 out of Bismarck, 22 out of Fargo. Tickets have been reserved. We just did that based on what's most convenient for folks most times on the trips we have done. So that's what we have available right now, flights out of Fargo, flights out of Bismarck. December 10th through December 14th. But the urgency is here because the trip will happen. All of these events will happen, but we might have a different White House tour than this one if we don't get people signed up right away. So December 10th is when we leave. Return on December 14th. Here's what we're going to see. VIP tour of the U.S. Capitol. Special Christmas time tour of the White House. Some sites maybe you haven't seen before, but you should. The new Museum of the Bible or something. The Holocaust Museum is just a must stop. You have to go there. We're going to dine with others on the D.C. cruise ship on the Titanic. And also at great restaurants like Carmine's. A place called Medium Rare that's really, really neat. You get one thing on the menu, a steak. That's it. Then all the extras and all the goodies. And, of course, they'll make the steak any way you want. But fun spot. Like Chris Kramer told me about it. Said, really, really like it. Kevin's wife. So I want to check that out. Fogo de Chao, the Trump Hotel. We're going to go to the Kennedy Center and see the Holiday Pops concert, which is just fantastic. So we'll really see a lot of really neat things. There's other things in here. Arlington National Cemetery, World War II Memorial. It's consider a once-in-a-lifetime collection of sightseeing. History coming alive, great meals, wonderful opportunity to get to know some fellow Americans who love the country and want to drain the swamp just like you. That's the fun part of it, to travel with folks that think like that and see all of it. It's just a great time. We're going to the archives. The archives. You see the Declaration of Independence. You see the Bill of Rights. All of that. So, pretty phenomenal. Anyway. That is the scoop. I hope that's what you were looking for. Korean War Memorial, World War II Memorial, Vietnam Wall, Arlington National Cemetery is a very important part of our stops. If you would like a brochure that has all the details in the itinerary, email me, ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. Or if you want to just book it and know you've got it, you can call Jason at 952 858-898-3478. Group Travel Planners. They've been doing our trips to New York for ages. D.C. last year, they do a great job. 952-898-3478, extension 228. One more time. 952-898-3478, extension 228 at Group Travel Planners. Okay? Long answer to a short question, but hopefully it answers a few others as well. And it's not just the White House, because that's cool anytime you go, but Christmas time at the White House is pretty darn special, too. It really is. All right, let's see here. Lots of texts, and also off to Dickinson. We haven't been to Dickinson yet today. Let's go to Dickinson.
Hey, Scott. Well, first off, I just wanted to voice a concern. There was an incident that happened at Dickinson High School last week, and it involves kids kind of defending themselves. Now, my son has told me that he's got a buddy that gets bullied, and he's afraid to do anything about it because he doesn't want to get in trouble. But apparently last week, some other kids, a kid pulled a knife on another kid. I'm not sure exactly what over, but a third party jumped in and tackled the kid with the knife. I mean, and this wasn't just a little pocket knife. My son showed me a picture of the knife, and it's one of those curved skinning knives for deers. And the kid, the bystander kid who jumped in and tackled the kid with the knife just got suspended for it. And I'm sitting here going, what are we teaching? You know, what message are we sending to our kids? If,
Yeah, I hesitate to second guess without more details because it's so easy to do, and it's no easy job these administrators and teachers have. There is a public a political correctness that I think is invading more and more and more some of these decisions, and things happen at the schools that our kids have gone to as well, and I scratch my head and I call and I ask and I try to get more information, but I want to jump to conclusions, but. It seems odd. It does, Chad. Maybe we can call the school and see what they'll tell us, because I think that's important, that we let them know that, hey, we're concerned. We're concerned about this. Have you heard any kind of official response from the school?
No, this just happened last week. I was going to find out when the next meeting at the school was where parents can go. And I said, this is a concern that my son's raised a couple times. He's got a kid that rides on the bus with him. He's not a friend with him, but my kid's a really caring person, and he is so sick of watching this bigger kid get pushed down by the same kid, but he said he's scared to do anything because he'll get in trouble for it. And I told him, you shouldn't get in trouble for that. Well, this just proved, yeah, he's going to get in trouble for it.
Understand your concern. You're a good dad. I think that's the right way to approach it, Chad, and let us do a little check and stay tuned, okay?
More ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Carlson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lawyer for the whistleblower whose complaint set off a House impeachment inquiry says President Trump's comments could put his client in danger. The whistleblower's legal team expressing concerns in a letter to the acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, citing the president's call last week for the person who gave the whistleblower information to be publicly identified. Meanwhile, Republican Representative Doug Collins, who sits on the House Intelligence Committee, says the complaint from that whistleblower is being mischaracterized.
When if you look at the actual whistleblower complaint, this is not about involving abuse of an intelligence community issue. This is not about what whistleblowers normally use for. This is really a disagreement over policy, a disagreement over what they thought the tone was in a phone call. And when you look at the transcript, it was not there.
He spoke on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Back on What's on Your Mind. 28 before the top of the hour. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Find me a grower in most of North Dakota. Find me a farmer that doesn't say the sprayer was the best friend this year. All the, you know, the wet, a lot of folks had dry. There's a lot of it happening, and it often is. It is. I know there's a few dry parts, because some people say, what are you talking about wet? It's very dry here. Okay, I know. But, you know, a lot of people have been pretty wet, especially late. Anyway, my folks, my friends at High Plains Apache said, tell you what, we have a good deal we want you to tell people about. Limited time only. Can't do this forever, but we'll do it through the first part of 2020, and that's no interest, no payments. No interest, no payments right now. So you go to highplainsapache.com, you can click on that and get the offer details, but the team there is just very dedicated, a great sales and service team, one focus, sprayers, and it shows in everything they do. HighPlainsApache.com, or stop and see them in Mandan across from Culver's, Fargo south of Fargo, actually at Frontier, exit 60 across from the Walmart there. Well, we have a special guest in studio to talk about something extremely important, an event coming up that is happening, and it is related to recovery and related to the efforts of our First Lady, Catherine Burgum, who has led a wonderful effort of called Recovery Reinvented and an event coming up again. Thank you again for doing this. This is wonderful that you're doing it.
Well, hey, thanks so much for having me with you today, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. You know, never thought this is what I would be doing with my life, and a door opens and you walk through it, and before you know it, you know, you have an opportunity to help people, and that's what I'm hoping to do.
What I like about what you're doing is that, you know, you're telling your own story, which makes something much more powerful because people realize, you know, you're putting yourself out there, and nobody likes sharing those kind of intimate personal details, but you have.
Yeah, you seem to be gone.
Let's talk a little bit about your grand vision here.
Well, yeah. So, the big picture is, you know, let's enlist everybody we can to eliminate the stigma around addiction, you know, federally, nationally, and at the state level. And that's what we've been working on. This will be the third Recovery Reinvented. It gets bigger and bigger every year. Every year we, you know, curate it to focus on the things that seem to be coming up, the requests from the people that reach out to my office and my team. And So this year we're focusing on, you know, eliminating stigma in the corporate world, you know, in the business world and in the non-traditional world that, you know, isn't already connected to addiction or behavioral health in some way. And so we've got great speakers nationally and national speakers really going to focus on what he's doing to eliminate stigma in the corporate world. His name's Gary Mendel. He started a company called Shatterproof. His son died of an overdose. And then we're also going to be focusing on families and people impacted by addiction. He has that story as well. And then we have other speakers also that can share about that. And then we have a great expo that has a ton of resources, recovery-related addiction treatment, because they reach families, reach out, and they're like, we don't know what to do, you know, whether my son's entangled in the criminal justice system. I don't know who to reach out to. Of course, I refer them to Adam Martin with F5. He's awesome. So great in helping out with all of those situations. So, you know, we are, you know, really it's an opportunity to bring everybody together. We also, you know, focus on youth at that event, and we have in the past couple of years, and we've had initiatives grow out of Recovery Reinvented, the Youth Ending Stigma Challenge we did just last year. We had 17 schools that got $1,000 to do what they could on their initiative to eliminate stigma around behavioral health in high schools and middle schools. You know, because we have so many young people that have, you know, they come to school with a lot of trauma, you know, and as they grow up, and having behavioral health specialists in the schools is eventually where we need to be, you know, in every school. And but I thought, you know, youth want to get involved, and they're the biggest advocates, and so they are the ones that really can move forward and be peers and provide peer support in their own schools. So we've got great youth initiatives as well. So lots of awesome things happening as a result of kind of launching this platform.
You've given us a great lineup, and certainly anybody interested in this topic is going to hear that and say, wow, that's a great lineup. What advice would you have to people who are in the middle of, you know, busy lives and running companies and, you know, families and everything else to take the time to go? Why is it important for them to go? What will their takeaway be?
Right. Well, there is hardly, you know, there's literally, I would say, no one who isn't in some way impacted by this disease, by a family member or a friend or whatever. And the day is super inspiring and powerful. And, you know, sometimes people don't know how they can help, but the whole purpose of this thing is to bring people together, to encourage them to get out there and eliminate stigma, you know, to talk about the disease of addiction and normalize the conversation around it. And so, you know, consider it a day that you learn how to be sort of a volunteer in your community, or consider it a day that you can bring back a message to your, you can learn and bring back a message to where you work and start a group, you know, a resource group that can really focus on that, you know, because it's, you know, we're, this is not, we don't need legislation. We need just need more people involved in this. And it is such an inspiring day. I mean, we do a stand up for people that are in recovery, and, you know, a lot of people have never stood up before, to say they're in recovery. That's pretty powerful. And, you know, with the speakers again, we've got a guy named Riley Salmon, who's a University of Jamestown men's head volleyball coach. His story of addiction recovery is just remarkable. He's a guy that, you know, a talented volleyball, men's volleyball coach, and he's being recruited to move out of the state. And he's really loyal to North Dakota because, you know, he got a president of that university to give him a job. And he's, you know, he's dedicated to that person, you know, when nobody else would give him a job. And so his story is super inspiring. So,
If you don't connect in any way with this message, you could connect with this. You know, we all have workforce shortage. You know, every state does. So states find a way to do it better and different.
Yeah.
Are going to, you know, take care of another box that needs to be checked. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, this is very good. Even if you don't have a personal connection to the recovery thing, you don't get it. Whatever. This is about workforce as much as anything.
Absolutely. There's, you know, over 25 million people in the U.S. that have the disease of addiction, and 70% of them are employed full time. So, you know, it's just, it's in your work, it's where you work, it's affecting so many.
You know, the conferences that you have done with the Recovery Reinvent program, and also that the governor has done on education and other things, you know, Main Street Initiative, I find myself going there because of, you know, I know there's some talent on the stage, but I don't really unplug, right? I just, I'm in my same little world, and then you don't really absorb all of it, you know? I mean, education, one reason like Jamestown was a great example of that. So this is a great resource, is what I'm saying to our listeners, to take it in and really just unplug. I mean, put the phone on, you know, mute or whatever, you know, just leave it in the car. Because you'll hear a message there. It's so sad, almost. I go to so many of these conferences, and you see people, you see really good speakers and really good information up there, and you look around, and everybody's got their head in their phones, you know, like half the room does. You know, now, you know, maybe some people are making notes. I don't know. But,
yeah, hopefully they're live streaming, getting a message out to everything.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, they're putting it out of their circle, but it is certainly it's certainly important.
And at this event, too, this year, we're asking people ahead of time to submit their selfie videos of how they've been impacted by addiction, if they're in recovery, if they know somebody struggling, because we really want to show the voices of recovery and addiction, and you know, and we want to show that you know, the faces and voices that are making a difference out there. And so we're asking everybody to submit a selfie video, and then we'll be playing those throughout the day.
That's cool too. So Tuesday, November 12th, by the way, is the next Recovery Reinvented event, and you can pull out your phone for this. You can put it in your calendar. Tuesday, November 12th.
It's Market Event Center.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m., right?
Right.
You don't charge anything.
Nope, it's free.
You get your lunch included.
That's right.
Who says there's no free lunch?
We...
you do want people to register just so you know how many people to feed.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, registration is required. And because space is actually limited, you know, so we need to know as well for lunch, sure, for sure.
RecoveryReinvented.com is where you register, and again, this is open to the public, open to anybody, on a Tuesday, November the 12th. So... You know, if you had to take a few steps ahead and look at many of these and where the effort started and where it ends, what do you think the ultimate goal is? How will you judge the success of Recovery Reinvented?
Well, one thing we did was we measured the stigma. With the level of stigma related to disease of addiction, we did a survey and measured that, which had never been done in any other state. We learned that 60%... of people in North Dakota, 63% of people in North Dakota believe that addiction is a disease, which is a good thing, but it still means 1 in 3 people believe that addiction is a choice or a moral failing. So now that we have that baseline, we can measure against that. And, you know, we need to get that up to 100% of the people believe that. But, you know, really, it's going to be like... You know,
I don't think you'll get there. I think that's a good chance. But I'm always amazed at the amount of people who want to fight back on that point. Does it really matter? I mean, I don't...
I know.
You know, I happen to think there's no way that somebody, you know, chooses that. And I think there are people that have that cross to bear yet fight their way out of it.
Right.
Right? So, you know, it's true you can get out of it. Does it really matter? I mean, what it matters is that person is where they are.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
And want to help them back to being healthy.
Yeah. You know, we talk about diabetes, also a chronic disease, potentially fatal if not treated. Same thing with addiction. You know, addiction has a negative...
People can eat their way into a diabetic situation,
exactly.
But we don't judge them differently.
No, we don't treat them differently. We have a whole holistic healthcare approach to the chronic disease of diabetes. We need the same thing with the disease of addiction, for sure.
So I interrupted you. Where do you see it going? Just all those stigmas change?
Well, you know, I don't know. We no longer have a stigma around breast cancer, HIV. You know, I believe it can change significantly. We just need to, you know, keep focusing on the important parts of eliminating the stigma and just talking about it. So that's my goal. You know, I was talking to my teammate Joey on the way here, and, you know, I went to the CDC website. You know, I'm focused federally as well, you know, and the CDC on their website has all kinds of information about eliminating the stigma of HIV on their website and nothing about eliminating the stigma of addiction. This is the Center for Disease Control. So, you know, I've got a, you know, campaign now to, like, you know, see what we can do to make that change, because literally all I have to do is eliminate the words HIV and add the words disease addiction. So,
you know, very good point. All right, hold tight. We'll continue this conversation. I want to drill down a little bit on the stigma term, on, you know, what exactly that means, and talk a little bit about that. First Lady Catherine Burgum with us on What's On Your Mind. Stephen Minot is going to join us when we come back as a question or comment. We'll do that and continue in our final segment straight ahead on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to RamjackNorth.com. That's RamjackNorth.com.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com. This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA. Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free, and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime protection at no extra cost. A number of 2019 closeouts are going on right now. Check them all out at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour, and Steve in Minot has a question or comment. Catherine Bergen with us today, First Lady of the great state of North Dakota. We're talking about Recovery Reinvented, another event coming up in November that you have to be part of. A Tuesday, November 12th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Bismarck Event Center. Admission free, free lunch, incredible, world-class speakers with a great message. It is an important topic, and certainly in workplaces, and that'll be part of the focus of this event. Steve, go ahead.
I was calling to nominate somebody for Be the Buffalo, but it will be relevant to your guest already. North Dakota Pride, we don't give up when we're down. We just get up and get it done. Richard Ryer of Minot, North Dakota, has been coordinating several events in the Minot region, and he's just put his nose to the storm and got it done.
Fantastic. Appreciate that, Steve, and welcome others as well. We got a couple of those today. Our Be the Buffalo Award is for people that, like our First Lady, goes into the storm, just says, let's do this. And we call that it's what Oasis Petroleum does as a company, and they love the fact that there's so many people in North Dakota doing the same thing. So it's pretty fun. So the Be the Buffalo spirit is something we see all around us, and we're looking for folks to nominate others, and I'm glad you did, Steve. Hang on a moment, if you would, and we'll get the information about your nominee so we can dig into that a little bit. So, Catherine, let's talk a little bit about stigma. What does stigma exactly mean? What is a word? I mean, I know what it means, I think, but on the other end, I don't. What is the definition of stigma?
Well, it's really defined as a mark of disgrace, and that's what happens with people, you know, related to stigma, whether it's behavioral health, you know, mental illness issues or addiction, you know, and it's you know, socially constructed, based in fear, and usually contains, you know, inaccurate information. So, I mean, that's how I describe it when I talk about it.
If someone has a mental illness, severe depression, you know, there's other challenges there. You know, this sounds, I'm no doctor, but it's not them, right? It's not them. There is something. I happen to know an individual that had a lot of childhood trauma, and you know, that the doctors now believe led to all kinds of troubles related to depression and ADD and all kinds of other things, and you know, anxiety and things that came from childhood trauma. In his case, physical trauma. So, you know, is that now that person's fault? I would say no. You know, I want him to get help. I want him to recognize, you know, that it's affecting the relationship. So there's some responsibility there, certainly, right? Because we can't just say, well, okay, it's, you know, they're an alcoholic, so and they're in recovery and they're trying to get help. So, you know, yeah, you got to want to get help too as part of that, right?
Right, absolutely. But, you know, it is the stigma that holds people back. But you're so right that, you know, so much of what happens to people in their lives are they start with a trauma, you know, that they have as youth and young people, and acute childhood. You know, this is ACEs score. It's very well known now. And you know, and even now, you know, I've heard a speaker the other day talk about social media and how that, the trauma that inflicts on young people, you know, 14 years old, you know, young girls are cutting themselves more, you know, there's just more trauma happening, and that impacts what happens later in life. That trauma can pretty much predict, you know, a lot of people will have addiction later in life. So the stigma around, you know, behavioral health and addiction-related issues, you know, is something that needs to go away. It is the young people that are so much more judge-free. You know, they're so much more accepting. I'm getting emotional about that because they're so much more inclusive, you know, and that's why, you know, getting youth involved in these initiatives is so important. You know, as a young person myself, you know, I grew up, had a great childhood, had, you know, I was popular, I was, you know, had got good grades, it was involved in everything, but there were a lot of days I didn't want to get out of bed, but I didn't know why. And, you know, now I learn, you know, I know more about, you know, things that happened when I was growing up and, you know, how that affected me and the trauma, and, you know, knew I had depression, but I didn't really understand it. And so much of addiction and mental illness goes hand in hand, you know, with it's hard to say one, you know, people don't have both, but it's just so important to eliminate stigma around all of that. So
because if you do, if you bring down the walls on stigma and that shame that comes with it to say, hey, that happens to lots of people. And by the way, I think that happens by people like you telling your story, because mm-hmm. somebody else is hearing me. They're going, that's me. That's me, that exact same thing. But they don't dare come forward because, of, you know, how is my other family members going to react? How is, you know, how is my workplace going to work? That's the stigma, right? So that's why the stigma is the dam that needs to break.
That's right. Yeah, so people will reach out for help. And that's why we need, I believe, more behavioral health specialists in schools so kids can work through those issues and we just start a generation of healing, you know, and then the next generation won't have that same trauma inflicted on them, you know. So, but it's the first step is reaching out for help, you know, just like you said. I also, you know, talked to a lot of young people, you know, even some Native American young girls, a couple of young girls that talk about, you know, that they have a lot of friends that won't reach out for help even in their communities. And it's just so important that, you know, we just make those resources available to young people in schools, for sure.
Thanks so much for doing what you're doing. Appreciate it.
I'm grateful for the opportunity. Thanks for having me on your show. Really appreciate it.
Recovery Reinvented 2019, Tuesday, November 12th, Bismarck Events Center. Take it in. The First Lady, Catherine Helgesbergum, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Out of time for today. God bless you one and all. We'll see you tomorrow right here.
North Dakota's number one hot tub, Hot Spring, for a reason. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Hot Spring that much better?
It's the absolute best ownership experience. For 43 years, we've been doing three things better than anybody else, and it's better massage, better water, better energy, and those are the things that really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not at all. And we want you to use these products because of the wellness aspect, and you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. You should want to use it too, and we're making it easy right now to get into a Hot Spring hot tub with easy financing, 5 years, no interest, no payments, and don't make your first payment until 2020.
What a deal that is, and I know we love it. 20 minutes a night, absolutely a game changer, a great addition to just your overall life, to be able to have a little time to decompress for the day. It's fantastic. You'll love it too. Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.